insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Welcome to the program. We're once again together to try to go over the meanings and explanations of a few more verses of the Holy Quran. First, we shall hear the verses.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُم بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ
In the previous sessions, we explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of Surah Baqarah, begins to explain and describe three categories of people. We finished the first two. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained who the muttaqeen and the true believers were, and explained that the Holy Quran will guide them. Then, briefly, the verses went over describing the kuffar, not just any old faithless or someone that does not believe, but those who were stubborn in not accepting the truth after understanding and comprehending and knowing, in fact, that that is the truth, but they did not accept. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, that because of their deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a seal on their hearts. The third category of people that's described at the beginning of this surah are the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. It's very interesting that when we look at the number of verses that deal with these three categories of people, we see the most applies to the munafiqeen. In other words, when describing the munafiqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spends more time in explaining and describing who they are. And this is interesting because, as we said before, the surah was revealed in Medina. This was the first surah that was revealed in Medina, this first section of the surah. This is when the issue of the hypocrites came about in the Muslim community. In other words, while the Holy Prophet was in Mecca, there were very, very few people that had accepted the message. The entire community, everyone in that society disagreed severely with the Holy Prophet, and no one was accepting his message. The powerful in that society were going against him. They were trying to kill him. Had it not been for his uncle and for his wife, they would have killed the Prophet. So those who followed the Holy Prophet and accepted his message, they were true believers in that faith. There was nothing beneficial from a worldly perspective that they would want to accept the religion because of that. But once the Holy Prophet moved to Medina, because the majority of the people inside that small city of Medina at that time, which was called Yathrib, they were believers and they had pledged allegiance to the Holy Prophet, and upon entrance the Holy Prophet set up a government there. The minority there, which was a very small fraction of the population, decided that we can't openly express that we have not accepted the belief in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they became the hypocrites, and they became the problem of the Holy Prophet within the community. The problem of hypocrites is a lot more difficult to handle than the problem of the kuffar. This is why at the beginning, when the Holy Prophet moves to Medina, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals these verses, you see only two verses deal with the status of the kuffar of Mecca that the Holy Prophet has left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentions that it doesn't matter if you tell them anymore, if you try to guide them, they will not be guided because they've blinded themselves. Then it deals with the munafiqeen. And this is why it's so important, and so many verses are dealing with this issue. The first verse that we come across in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 8, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And among the people are those who say, we have faith in Allah and the last day, but they have no faith. It's interesting. First of all, there's a few points here. First of all, not everybody that says, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in God, and in the day of judgment, or the last day, is a hypocrite. Obviously, there's lots of people who are true faithful people, who are truly faithful people. So it says, min an-nas. Some of the people are those who say, we do believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the day of judgment, but they do not believe. The other interesting point is, it puts beside the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief in the hereafter, in the day of judgment, in the last day, as this verse puts it. It seems like this is because it is a fact that the kuffar in Medina, or the mushrikeen, as they are technically called, they were mushrik. In other words, they believed in God with a capital G. They believed in God, but they believed in other gods as well. But one thing that they really had a problem with in what the Holy Prophet was giving them was the belief in resurrection, the belief that there will be another day, that they will be risen from their graves. This was a problem that they have. So amongst the people, if they would only express that we believe in God, now that wouldn't be anything special, because the mushrikeen also believed in God. It was the denial of the other gods that was difficult for them, number one. And what was really difficult for them was the belief in the hereafter. So it says the people, these people that you see in this society in Medina, some of these people, they express that they believe in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the day of judgment, in the hereafter, but They have no faith. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ. The next verse goes, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They seek to deceive Allah. They think that they're deceiving God with their very limited and very untrue understanding of God is. They think if they express this, and they express that they believe in Him, and they believe in resurrection, that they are deceiving Him. They seek to deceive God, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they also want to deceive those who have faith. But the verse says, yet they deceive no one but themselves, but they are not aware. They have a very, very, very small picture, limited picture of the universe and what they're looking at. What they understand is these few days that we're living in this world. They think if they deceive the mu'mineen, the true believers, in thinking that they too believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message when they actually don't, this is going to be beneficial to them. They are making the best of the life in this world because they truly don't believe, so they're not practicing the religion like the other fellows in society who truly believe in the faith. Yet they have the benefits of every other citizen of that Muslim community. They're treated as Muslimin. They're treated as Muslims, as believers, as faithful people. So they think they have the best of it. They make the best of it. They're friends with the non-believers. They don't have a problem with them. So they have trades with them. They benefit from them. And in this community, in this society, they're also accepted because they've claimed and they've said that they have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they think they're tricking people and they have the best of it. But the reality is they are deceiving themselves. They are deceiving themselves in thinking like that. Because the reality of the matter is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all the ill intentions of those people. He knows of all the secret gatherings that they set up and all the plots that they make and every wrong deed that they commit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. And this life is a very, very short and limited life. What is 70, 80, 90, 200 even if one, 200 years if one would live that long? What is that compared to infinite amount of time? There's no comparison. Finite, whatever it may be, compared to infinite is incomparable. And 70 years, 80 years, 200 years compared to infinite is absolutely incomparable. So, in reality, they are deceiving themselves in thinking like that about the world. They are deceiving themselves and they do not understand. They are not aware of that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to benefit more from the presence of the Holy Quran and to be able to apply it to our lives these days. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
La ilaha illallah, malikul haqqul mubin. La ilaha illallah, malikul haqqul المبين. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين.